What's up, y'all? I'm Amanda Seales, and listen, I get it. We're in some serious times, so I think some of y'all forgot I'm a comic.
She had them jokes.
I mean, you forgot I had a whole HBO comedy special. You forgot I showed love to how black women give compliments.
Okay, polka dots.
And threw shade to how white women move in corporate America.
Stop CCing all these unnecessary people on these goddamn emails.
I get it. We've been cooped up for a long time. That's why the Amanda Seales Black Outside Again comedy tour is coming to a city near you. Go to AmandaSeales.com today and get your tickets so we can laugh and learn our way through this madness together.
How black am I gonna have to get?
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. We can finally once and for all find out what happened with Judas Priest. Whether they broke up by themselves or they were pushed out by outside forces like the government.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Hey, I didn't do mushrooms this week. I'm feeling better.
There you go. You feeling better about things?
I realized that last one. I'm like, I got kind of heavy on that stuff.
That's okay, man. That's what happens.
These are dispatches from the road for you. Dispatches from the Midwest for old Dave.
Yeah, I'm in Cincinnati in a mainstay inn with no air conditioning. I had to turn the AC off because it was too noisy.
Oh, I was like, they don't have air conditioning in your hotel? Like,
no.
You can treat yourself a little bit nicer, man.
No. It's one of those old-timey wall-mounted units. It's just so loud. So I was like, let me turn that shit down. But yeah, other than that, it's a pretty nice room. It's a little extended stay thing. So all weekend we've been dealing with what looks like people who've been here for months. They've kind of commandeered the common area gazebo. Every night there's just been like a cookout at this gazebo with just some locals. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, okay. This is your hood. Got it. We're just passing through.
Wait, they're cooking out in the hotel?
Yeah, we got a gazebo like out in the parking lot. And it's been the same crew every night. We've been here, this is our third night. And same crew, just a bunch of like, looks like construction workers. That are
I was going to say, is there a lot of work trucks? Yeah, there's a lot of work trucks out there.
Yeah, just got crews that are probably, you know, doing some long-term work in the area, just staying here. But it looks like they've been here for a month or two. So
yeah, you got to make it feel like home.
Yeah.
Have a cookout with your buddies.
Yeah, I might go down there tonight, give me a hot dog.
Why not? You know what I always like you see these common areas that hotels put up, and it's like, I'm glad you see somebody using them. I always feel bad.
That's
you see,
true.
Like, you see like a pool that's just empty every day. You know?
Yeah.
Just swimming. Although then catch me when I'm at wherever I was in the hotel, it was like at the same time there was like a Little League conference or some sort of peewee wrestling conference, and it was just kids running everywhere using every inch. Like, well, this sucks too. So I don't know, my head's up my ass. My head's so far up my ass I'm talking two different things at the same time, buddy. I'll tell you that.
Yep. So what you been up to, buddy?
What did we do this week? Went out, got a little rad yesterday. Got rad adjacent yesterday on the bike. Pedaled around. It's a good time.
Good
went
job.
Out last. Oh, we went out last night. Rachel and I saw a band called Mitch and the Melody Makers.
Okay,
this is. I had this idea a few years ago. I think I was sitting at the Continental in Chicago or something, and it was. You remember, like, do you remember the Shortstop when they'd have soul night, like soul and R&B night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was like
right there in Echo Park.
Yeah, and you'd see like. I never went to dance nights a lot. Big surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd roll in there once in a while, and you just saw people. Because I always think like dancing as like gross nightclubs, and people are dancing just trying to hook up. And then I went to Soul Night, and like, oh, people are just dancing because dancing's fun.
Yeah.
And it wasn't gross to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, what if like you just had a band, like basically a cover band, that just does all the hits across the board, like a wedding band, but just does all the songs that you like just to party with. Forget about what scene it is. Forget about what's going on. Like, hey, here's, you know, here's like Ride Captain Ride, but now here's a Sublime song. Here's whatever. Here's just songs that everybody, because you're already dancing and drinking, you're over it and you just want to have a good time.
Uh-huh.
Well, old Mitch and the Melody Makers, this is mostly, he just does 60 songs.
Okay.
But it was just a, dance party. And we, cause Mitch came out, Rachel met him at another friend of ours who's a musician, met him at one of those shows. Mm-hmm. And so I went to karaoke on Rachel's, birthday last week at a tiki bar here. Dangerous combo. Tiki drinks and karaoke. Oof.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it was Sunday night. And it was like Sunday night tiki bar karaoke vibes. Great vibes, Dave.
Okay.
Because it's not Friday or Saturday night first date kind of thing. It's like, no. Uh-huh. This is Sunday night. These are service workers. Portland, because it's Portland, I feel like it was a lot of like the strippers' night off. And it was just, okay, people were there like to cut loose hard. And Mitch was there, and Mitch sang a Wing song. Didn't know it was a Wing song.
Mm-hmm.
I got to look it up now. I forget the name of it. You a Wings fan at all?
Not really. I mean, some of those radio hits I don't mind, but I never dug deep in any of the Beatles' other stuff.
No, well, that's why this, like, really proved to me that, like, man, Paul McCartney wrote some great songs. Mm-hmm. I don't really think I need to hear him sing them.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds like just... He sounds exactly like what his face looks like all the time.
That's a good point.
Droopy-eyed, like... Mm-hmm. So I didn't know. Like, now I got to find this song. Shit. Where is it? Sorry.
I will say I could tolerate Wings more than I can some of that John Lennon solo stuff, especially the stuff with Yoko. Like, that just never really... I didn't find...
Oh, no, Yoko's full batch. Apparently, yeah. There's the Beatles documentary. I just... And I'm not even trying to be contrarian anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just never... I didn't grow up with the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't told to, you know, just didn't happen with me.
Yeah.
And maybe I got to sit down and give them a chance, you know, like you got the vinyl room, which mm-hmm. good back and forth on Twitter this week, Dave,
mm-hmm.
when I made fun of records. And I like that you don't, you really don't tweet other than to just say like, shut up, jerk, suck it, buddy. I'm like, that's all you need Twitter for. God damn, I can't find this fucking Wings song. I'm going to find it, so we'll keep talking here. But mm-hmm. my point being is that I didn't know it was a Wings song, and then this man Mitchell goes up there, and I'm like, this is probably the greatest song I've heard in a long time. And it's at karaoke, so I'm like, I was all like, is this an original tune? What are you singing? But it was Wings. And he belted it. And he's a funny little looking dude with a mullet and a mustache and fun glasses and a bowling shirt.
Okay.
And his band, Mitch and the Melody Makers, played last night. And we danced our asses off to it.
Good for you. Good for you.
Let Me Roll It is the song.
Okay.
Mitchell put a lot of soul.
Yeah, I don't think I know that one.
Put a lot of soul into that one.
Hmm. Man, you got me wanting to go dance now, buddy.
You should take Katie out
mm-hmm.
to one of the young people dance parties over there in Echo Park. Because Rachel's mm-hmm. one, she's like, oh, I would always go to them. I never got drawn to them. But you see them, they're like, I mean, there's emo night and there's whatever kind of theme nights. And it's just a DJ playing tunes. And I'll give credit to DJs
mm-hmm.
where it's like, you know, you make fun of them. They're just playing songs off an iPod. But there's a skill in mm-hmm. looking at a room and going, they dance to this one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't play something too similar, but I want to give him something that'll make, you know, it's that John Cusack speech where he's trying to make a mixtape. And
yeah.
But yeah, so.
I think I've been to the Shortstop just randomly just to meet somebody for drinks when they were when there was like a DJ night. And the time I was there, yeah, like you said, we all make fun of the DJ that's playing them off his iPod, but they had like a guy just playing. He had two turntables and a microphone, and he was just he was actually just playing real vinyl, and that to me is a little more appealing than just somebody hitting play on an iPod or something.
Yeah, but I also think that, like, great, that guy was only able to carry in two boxes of records versus a world of music to surprise somebody with. So yeah, I'm trying to be less, you know, I'm fighting against old guy-isms. Well, back when, mate, you know, that I'm trying to fight against that.
Yeah.
But take Katie out dancing.
Yeah, I probably will, because I, you know, last year I spent a few months prepping for the wedding and making my playlist, and you know what, I'm not gonna say I've mastered it, but I've tried it since then, and that Running Man's starting to kind of fall in place, so it might be time to break that bastard out.
Really?
Yeah, I was trying to get the Running Man down for the wedding, and it just wasn't happening, and you know, I revisit it every few
months. Are you doing it as a joke, or are you feeling it?
Oh, I'm feeling it, man. I don't do anything as a joke. I don't half-ass and anything, buddy.
I don't think you're a full-ass man, Dave.
But yeah, I get out there.
DJ full-ass. DJ full-ass is up there throwing some beats out for people. Full bellies, full asses. That's how we do things around the Stone household.
Oh, God. That's funny. But yeah, it's been ages since I've went out with the intention to dance. I think the last time I've like went out with the purpose of dancing was probably high school. I think I told you about my senior year in high school. We had like an underage club, a few towns over. I forgot the name of it, but we'd go down there, and for whatever reason, I don't think it was underage night, but I don't think it was purposefully also goth night. But it just seemed like a lot of Nine Inch Nails and Ministry, and then they'd slow it down with some Cure and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I could get down on that, especially a few drinks in me,
buddy. This Boogie Monster could mean you need to dance.
That's true, especially now. You know, we're older. We've got the ladies that we want. We're not trying to go out.
To look cool.
Not trying to be cool, not trying to hook up.
Did I tell you that? That was a story I had. I think it was like Rachel's grandfather's wedding we were at. But it was just, I had that revelation. It was like, it was a Mormon wedding, so there was no alcohol. Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to get going without that. Didn't stop the Mormons. They were out there cutting a rug. But I wasn't dancing, but I had this, I'm like, for so many times, so many weddings where I wouldn't dance unless I was wasted, and then I was like being silly. But it's like, oh man, how many times did I miss out on what was just like, it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh good. Oh, way to go. You know what? Everybody who's dancing right now, you know what? They all think you look real cool sitting by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at us out here. Yeah. Look at us out here having a time of our lives when we could be over there looking cool.
Yeah.
I wish I sorted that out sooner, but I'm glad I sorted it out when I did.
Looking cool is for squares.
If you think you look cool, you don't look cool.
Mm-mm.
Looking cool is what having fun looks like.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real life Fonzies. It's
That's funny.
Sorry, go on.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I'm looking at like whatever this dude that got banned from social media, this Andrew Tate, like super alpha bro. He's just one of these alpha bros, like women need to. He's just like an alpha bro dickhead. But like you could tell, like it's like that guy thinks he's the shit, and anytime somebody thinks they're the shit, they're trash.
Yeah, like, you are not.
Pee Wee Herman's cool. Pee Wee Herman's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time he failed in Pee Wee's Big Adventure is when he tried to look cool, then he fell off his bike.
I was thinking about that last night. I'm out on tour with Ryan Singer, and we're in Cincinnati at Go Bananas. And we are going bananas.
Go forth, bananas.
Yeah. And I don't know why I was sitting there last night watching him in front of a packed house, and I don't know why I thought of this, but as far as, like, the fear, stage fright, and the fear of public speaking, like, I think I told you years ago, before I even started comedy, back when I was, like, 19, 20 years old, I was living in Athens, Georgia, and I would go to open mics. I would write jokes. I'd go to open mics. I'd sign up. They'd call my name, and I'd stand in the back of the room quietly and not say anything, and then they just skip over my name and keep going because I just didn't have the nerve to get up there and get on stage.
Yeah,
but not once in my almost 16-year career now have, like, just that first, once I, you know, a few years later, once I really started, not once in my career have I ever, like, been afraid to just get on stage in front of strangers, because they're just,
yeah.
There was just something early on, like, okay, you're going to have, if you want to do this, you're going to have to get over that shit.
Yeah.
And just the fact that, like, and I was just trying to think, like, have I ever, like, I get I still get a little bit nervous in terms of, like, I hope I do well, and I hope I remember my new jokes, and blah, blah, blah.
I bombed Thursday night.
Yeah, that's part of it. But I've never in my career, like, been, oh, God, I'm embarrassed to get on stage. Like, that's just something, like, once you get over it. You never look back.
I've been embarrassed after I've gotten off stage.
Yeah, of course.
I've been like, oof, that was, you made bad choices. That Thursday night, I just felt bad about the set that I did. But, like, but instead of being scared to do it again, you're like, I need to do it again soon. I need vengeance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to wash that stink off.
Yeah.
Got to get back up there.
Who do you think is, like, actually cool in the world?
Who do I think is cool in the world?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I still think certain musicians are cool. I think,
yeah.
You know, you see somebody you admire, you know, up there ripping it, doing their thing. I'm like, that's cool. I think certain comics are cool. You know, you see a comic who's original, who's confident, who's up there doing something unique. I'm like, yeah, that's a cool person.
Who do you think's cool? What comics do you think are, like, cool? But, like, in the traditional, like, man, that guy's cool. Not like cool for being himself, but, like, also because, like, Fonzie style cool.
Okay, that's, yeah, I may have, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if any comic falls under that category.
So many of these crowd work dudes think they're, like, Fonzie cool, and I'm like, yeah, your material's whack.
Yeah, definitely not crowd work dudes.
Crowd work is, like, base level magic tricks where it's dazzling in the moment, but, like, two less drinks and 30 seconds more thought, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know how they did that. That wasn't like such a masterful thing. It was like, oh, somebody added 2 + 2 quicker than you did is all that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Now that I say it out loud, I don't know if I can think of, like, a traditionally cool comic. But, like, you know, I was – a few years ago, I was backstage at Sturgill Simpson at the Wheel Turn, and just, you know, I'm in the wings just watching him and his band and just fucking ripping it, you know. And ripping – to me, that's what's cool. Like, take a format or a genre that's not necessarily traditionally cool. Like, ooh, country, that's lame. But, like, you know, folks like that, I'm like, yeah, that's a cool dude. Look at him go.
Like, naturally cool guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know what? I think Slash from Guns N' Roses is a cool guy. Because hear him talk, and he's, like, surprisingly more insightful and thoughtful than you'd think for Slash.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's definitely cool. You know, the hat, the hair, the guitar, the chops, the licks.
The look's cool, but then he's not obnoxious. You just hear these interviews, and he just sounds appreciative, like grateful for the things, and I don't know a lot about the dude, but he seemed, you know, had a storied life, did the drugs and all that stuff, and is kind of just grateful to still be doing it, and is inside like, yeah, I think Slash is a cool guy. I think Duff's a cool guy. Man, like, you know, a lot of Guns N' Roses, I think, of a genre that could still be very easily laughed at. I think they're pretty cool guys. They look cool. They seem like they're, like, centered. I value like people that are like that famous and centered and grounded. I think that's a cool trait.
Mm-hmm. Well, the irony is, you know, you're cool when you're not trying to be cool.
Yeah,
you know, no one wants to see somebody
trying.
You just
got it. Yeah, you just got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, some days I think I got it, and some days, some days you're doing a show at a soccer bar where they're handing out free whiskey, and you're like, "Oh, this is a terrible combo."
Is that what you did? You did a soccer bar?
Yeah, and I was like, I make the mistake of being like, "This is a packed show," but I'm like, "Yeah, but if it's in town, this is my own egotism." Like, well. If it's a show in town, then I've already done this material in town, so I got to do new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, but it's a packed show. If you want to do new stuff, sneak it into an hour-long set. Don't take 15 or 20 minutes and do all your weirdest shit in front of drunk people that really need someone to wrangle their attention.
Yeah. Start strong, finish strong, do your new shit in the
middle.
Yeah,
it was what it was. Oh, I want to talk about this. This might not to cross-pollinate podcasts too much, but, you know, Shane Torres and I try to defend things that get shit on.
Sure.
Complaining at restaurants. I complained at a restaurant, Dave.
Oh, you did?
I had to talk myself. I had to talk myself into doing that more than my first stand-up set, I think.
What happened?
There's this chain of restaurants up here called McMenamins.
Hmm.
Or it's not a chain. Like they just own it's like culinary Scientology in Oregon. They just own so much different property. You know, like you just drive through LA, you're like, that's a weird building, like Scientology. Look at that quirky place, Scientology. Like they own so much stuff. Here they have like restaurants, but there's like the Kennedy School, which is an old grade school that they bought and turned into a hotel and a restaurant. And it's cool. You could stay in the classrooms, and then there's a restaurant in the courtyard. And they do a lot of things with old buildings that like revamp them and turn them into these event spaces, wedding spaces. And it's, for the most part, it's neat. The food is never great.
Uh-huh.
And I was just joking. Like, it's like you just go to McMenamins. The same way, like, you marry a high school sweetheart. Like, and that, like, it doesn't turn out right, but like, well, then why'd you choose it? Like, it's nearby. It's like,
yeah.
Convenience. Yeah, familiar. Yeah. So we got one over here, and it was, you know, we were going to go to this new sushi place. It opened, there's a line. I was like, well, whatever. We'll just go to this place. It's fine. They got beers and everything. I'm going to get a wedge salad. Love a wedge, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love a wedge salad?
Yeah, and blue cheese, little bacon, tomato. Mm.
Yeah, and it's hit or miss. I know this already. I'm really at the fool me 40 times.
Mm-hmm.
Jokes on me with the McMenamins. I remember I went there one time, and I either got a pizza that it was the first day someone was a chef or the last day someone was a chef. Because it was just like... conceptually, it was a pizza.
Yeah.
But in practice, it was not an edible item. And I ate that. I didn't say anything about it. I was like, all right, everybody has a bad day.
What was wrong with it?
It just wasn't cooked. It was like raw dough, some cheese and sauce that looks like it was pitched onto the dough from across the room. And then vegetables almost put on the top of it. Like when you see like in a cooking show where it's like being delivered to the judge and they're like, wait, it needs peppers. And they just kind of throw them on the plate. It was just bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got like I'll sit in there and like you'll hear like the specials or old 97s playing. It's good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibes, bad food. That should be the motto. Because then there's this other restaurant over here where the food's good, but Rachel, like, it's such bad music. It's like, do you want to hear Natalie Imbruglia and 38 Special over and over again? Which me, yes, I do. Actually, I'm okay with it. That's right. Rachel can't stand it over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a wedge salad. And it's like, what do they call it? Like a, I don't know what they called a... New Orleans wedge salad. I don't know what it's got. Poached shrimp, egg, tomatoes, cucumbers, lemon, and this whatever kind of dressing.
That's a lot going on.
French Island dressing, they call it. It's just French and Thousand Island dressing. Mm-hmm. But whatever. They gave me, it's just a half a head of lettuce. Uh-oh. Hold on a second.
Not even a wedge, just a hold half?
On. Yeah. So what? One second. Okay. There's going to be a. Oh, that's so weird. Never mind. That's not a weird thing. It's something with Rachel.
Okay.
So no, it's like they just took a half a head of lettuce and they cut that, and so it was quartered. So there was two wedges.
Okay.
And then just halves, like a few cherry tomatoes and some cucumbers. Kind of on there, and about five little shrimp, and that was it. And like all else it advertises with eggs, but that's a part of a salad, hard boiled egg, and lemon, which to be honest, I wouldn't have used anyway, but it says it comes with it, and then a cup of dressing. It's a $20 salad.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm like, I get all the prices went up. And I'm like telling Rachel, I'm like, this looks stupid. And she agreed. She's like, yeah, it's a dumb looking salad. Like for $20. And I'm like, I gotta say something. And I'm like, I would never do that. And I'm like thinking in this terms of like how nobody is, I'm trying to loop all these thoughts together. I apologize. That's what I talked about on stage Thursday about like for every video of a Karen going off on a manager, there's 20 people from the Midwest just eating a meal they absolutely hate and not saying anything about it. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind for like the videos are the loudest, most obnoxious people. But then Rachel was joking about like, yeah, just her just scratching her way through a nut allergy to be like, no, this is okay. No, this is, it's delicious. It's fine. I'm like, I flagged on the server. I'm like, I'm doing the most beaten down. Like, I'm so sorry. And I'm not this kind of person. And I normally don't say anything, but this is salads pretty stupid for $20. I'm like, this is a salad that I could go to the grocery store across the street and make for probably $2.85, given what's on the plate in front of me.
Yeah.
And not that it was supposed to be that much more. And I was just, because I was having a bad day. I just like, oh, I'm so scared of being the person who complains to the manager. But sometimes it's okay to do that. Sometimes you get served shit.
Yeah.
Like, cost of things. You don't have to be a jerk about it. The server didn't make it. Don't be a jerk about it. But it's, and I just tried to vocalize, like, hey, this is not good for the amount of money. Or like, okay, I guess, you know what, Dave? I'm realizing right now I was a fucking Karen all last week. Because Rachel got the house painted here. And,
oh, yeah, I saw that tweet.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just listening to these dudes like, listen, you're working. I think you should have fun. I'm not going to complain that you want to play music. You're painting a house and it's hot outside. Play music. I don't give a shit. But like right outside the window, like 8 a.m. hearing some dude like, so yeah, it's always jackhammering this chick. I'm like, man, did you just not see who owns the house you're painting? Like, you're a fucking idiot. This isn't disrespect. This isn't disrespect towards blue collar workers.
Yeah.
This is like, have a little bit of fucking common sense.
Yeah, a little bit. Even though you're a painter, you can still have a little bit of professionalism.
You guys can have laughs. You guys are working together, all that stuff. But maybe keep in mind who's just on the other side of the window that you're in front of.
Yeah.
With what your subject matter might be. And I was like, all right, man. And then the next day they were doing touch-ups and it was the guy who owned the company. I was like, listen, it was a great job. I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but just for like, this is more of like for future reference, maybe tell your guys that like, if there's people in the house, they can hear everything they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, what was exactly said? I'm like, oh, this guy's talking about jackhammering some chick. He's like, well, yeah. He's like, and then the guy who owns the company's like, well, yeah, I don't need, what if I, you know, somebody's got some young children in there and I got these losers on the outside. I'm like, all right, I'm not even using those words, buddy. That's the words you're using for your own employees. And I'm like, I don't know who it was. And I wouldn't tell you if I did know who it was. I don't want anybody to get in trouble. This is not something to lose a job over. It's just like a, we're all right with it, but imagine somebody being more sensitive about it and wanting to go online and write a shitty review and try and fuck with your business. That's why I'd rather just go to the person and be like, I'm not going to be passive aggressive and write a review like this. I'm telling you to your face. Have a little, maybe tell the guys to, you know, just keep in mind that people can hear what you're saying when you're working.
Yeah. Be aware of your environment. It's one thing if you're like, construction guys, blue collar guys working on an unfinished house, you know, where there's no tenants, no
like
residents, anything.
Any but conversation, like, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like you said, you got the customer is in the other room. Maybe be aware of that and speak accordingly.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, that's that. No, I'm not going to get into Twitter stuff on a podcast. That's too many layers of who gives a fuck, but. But yeah, like it wasn't a shot at blue collar. Like it's like, yeah, fucking don't be a dick. And then I told the server, I'm like, I'm just like, listen, this is a $20 salad, and it's like, look at this. It's not. I'm like, we come here, you know. I just feel bad. I'm like, I don't want anything for this. Just maybe like a heads up to the kitchen that I know you always have signs like we need help and all this stuff, but like. Maybe you're not hurting for business, so who gives a shit if the food's bad? People are still here, but
$20 salad is the new $5 milkshake.
I think it is.
That's crazy. $20 salad. I know exactly what you're saying. I try to be cool with stuff like that too. I don't like to complain. But at the same time, I don't like to pay money for absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
And if the finished product, the product that's delivered to your table, is very different than the product that was advertised, but yet the price is the same, yeah, I might have a problem with that, and I might mention it. No, I think you handled that well. Yeah, not just because you complain doesn't necessarily make you a Karen. You know, you got to pick your battles. But yeah, I've done that before at restaurants. I'm easygoing. I'm just glad to be here. But at the same time, this shit ain't free, right? I'm paying full price. Then give me something at least remotely close to what you're advertising.
Yeah, I was just in a mood, man. I was having my own version of Falling Down with Michael Douglas. Except instead of like having like an AR-15 and going into business, I'm just like, I'm going to say something today. Falling Down, the ultimate movie, the ultimate Karen, Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
Yeah. My only problem with that movie is we're supposed to believe that he walked from Echo Park to Venice.
I mean, it did take the place of the whole day.
Yeah, still, that's a long hike.
Did he walk the whole way in Falling Down?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure
I always thought that movie was so close to being a comedy. Mm-hmm. Like you just take you take Charlie Day from Always Sunny, put him in that role, and add more. You add sillier parts instead of how serious it is.
You're right. That would be great.
you just redo the movie line for line, but it's Charlie Day.
Oh man,
I think it's a hilarious movie.
I used to shop at that Army Navy store.
Right on Sunset. Yeah,
yeah, right there in Silver Lake.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, I talked a lot there. I had to get a lot off my chest. People, you know, I see the Reddit. If somebody wants to tell me I'm wrong, I drop in on there every so often to see what's up. They let me know. I didn't realize that mysterious universe that one of the hosts is super right-wing crazy.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I would take the word crazy out of that. Super right wing. A thing I think I disagree with. I think calling the things you disagree with crazy isn't the best way to go. But then it was weird because I was listening to one of their shows where like They were just advocating for population growth. I thought that very strange.
Why would you advocate for population growth?
Because
7.5 billion people on the planet.
About to be eight. Yeah. And I think that because they were saying that if there's, it was like the mindset was that they were thinking in extremes. Well, if everybody stops having kids, then it's just going to be a bunch of old people, and then there'll be no class underneath them to fill things. Like, that's not fucking, it's never going to stop.
Exactly. That's not a threat. That's not going to happen.
It's just the exponential growth is bad.
Hmm.
But again, you know what? Probably smarter guys than me. I don't know. Whatever, man. Whatever, dude.
All right, here's a question. Is there anything that matters more than the safety of you and your loved ones? Of course not. So isn't it strange that many home security companies don't act that way? This is why I use and trust SimpliSafe Home Security. Their advanced security technology helps me sleep at night, and they always put me and my family's safety first. Here's why I love it. It's simple to use, easy to set up, less than 30 minutes, download the app, they walk you through it, boom, 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 you're hooked up. It's affordable, it works with 24/7 professional monitoring. SimpliSafe's agents call you the moment a threat is detected and dispatch police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not home or can't be reached. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents truly care about your well-being and are highly trained to help keep you calm and safe during stressful situations, staying on the line with you until help arrives. SimpliSafe's customer-first policies make sure you're taken care of with affordable plans starting at less than a dollar a day, no long-term contracts or hidden fees, because feeling safe at home should not break the bank. Here's what you do. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplisafe.com/boogie. That's SimpliSafe, SimpliSafe, SimpliSafe.com/boogie. Go today and claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to SimpliSafe.com/boogie. Full disclosure, my diet has been absolute chaos for the last few months. What with the Hawaiian vacation, then my birthday celebration, then Katie's birthday trip, all the buffets, all the poke, all the barbecue. It's out of control. Thankfully, I have Athletic Greens to kind of keep me in check. Athletic Greens, AG1, you know, the stuff I've been talking about for months. Trying to right my wrongs. With Athletic Greens, just one scoop and 8 to 12 ounces of water every day. I shake it up. I suck it down. At the very least, with all the other chaos that's going on my plate, at least I've got some Athletic Greens, all that good stuff. What is that? Well, 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all that stuff. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. Still tastes good, nice, light, tropical flavor. None of that chalky green smoothie nonsense. Supports better sleep quality and recovery. Supports mental clarity and alertness. I absolutely love this stuff. Plus, it's affordable. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with the convenient daily nutrition you need. One scoop and a cup of water every day, that's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/boogie. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/boogie to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. athleticgreens.com/boogie. Well, I got my own problems, Kyle. I had some real mediocre problems yesterday.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't have any problems, Dave.
real bad barbecue. I didn't complain, though.
Bad? Yeah. What would make you complain about barbecue?
Oh, I'm sure I've complained. I'm trying to think if I've... I mean, I've complained at restaurants, but boy, I had some real underwhelming shit yesterday. I asked the guy behind the counter what kind of wood they use. He said, I don't know. I'm like, all right, this is going to be great. Right. This is going to be good.
Yep.
I don't throw them under the bus, but it's a little chain here in Cincinnati. put it this way, yeah. It's not country barbecue. It's the opposite of country barbecue.
City barbecue.
Yeah. Pretty underwhelming.
Yeah.
But these are my problems. If that's my worst problem, I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. Things are good.
Something that's bad because you don't like how it tastes is worse than something that's not the product that's advertised.
Yeah.
And I know the difference in that.
Mm-hmm. Man, speaking of which, Ryan and I, we swung by McDonald's the other day. We were just really in a bind. It was we were out in the middle of nowhere, and we were really
all right.
First person, maybe the first person in my life I've ever seen order a simple hamburger at McDonald's. He wanted a hamburger, not a cheeseburger. Just give me a hamburger. I've never seen that in the wild.
I mean, unless you got a dairy thing, who is?
He doesn't have a dairy thing because he's big into milkshakes. So I know.
So
it's
that's like dry penetration sex. What's wrong with
exactly?
You?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Only person I've heard order a hamburger was my grandmother. She got a hamburger and a black coffee.
Yeah.
Because she was 90.
It's the official old lady meal. That or the filet of fish and a black coffee.
Mm-hmm. No, this was at a sit-down restaurant.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah, like you said, outside of like being lactose intolerant, I can't imagine the mindset of anybody just ordering a hamburger when cheese is available.
Okay, I'll throw this at you because I'm throwing it at myself. Have you ever just had a plain cheese pizza recently?
Oh, now that I'm all about.
Maybe it's the same thing.
I don't think so either.
I'm just trying
it's different.
Anytime both of us think we're right about something, usually means we're both wrong about something. So I'm trying to see the other side of it.
But yeah, that really caught me off guard. Oh, and then, yeah, well, and you ordered a salad at the barbecue place. I don't know, man. This just goes into what I was complaining about last week. I don't have any lunch buddies. Was that this show I was talking that about?
Yeah, you were talking. You were upset. You don't have anybody to go to town. You don't have anybody to go to the batting cages with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Dave.
I got to find some new friends.
I'm going to start a big boys lunch club out there. We got people trying to get us on Doughboys, try and cross-pollinate us with the Doughboys, with those fellas. All they do is just eat a bunch of bullshit all the time and talk about it. Mm-hmm. So we might have to get you as a man in the street.
My type of dudes. Yeah. I'll be their correspondent. I'll be their field correspondent.
Yeah. Dispatches from the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I left you in the wind once I went vegetarian. I know I'd be there for you if I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Semi boogie related topic. Mm-hmm. I've been watching a show called The Anarchists.
Okay.
On HBO.
I don't know that one. Oh, I think I've seen the thumbnail on that one when I'm scrolling by, but I
saw it. Didn't look like much. It's a pretty interesting story about, people believe in the idea of anarchy, that it's like, it's just self-ruling. It doesn't mean no rules. It means people agree, more or less, I'm sure, I'll be correct on this, more or less, don't be a dick, but no government, no allowance from the government. And it sounds... And it just sounds like when a 9-year old's gonna bless you.
Sorry, pardon me.
Yeah,
I had a little face fart there.
Yeah, I know you're into him. You like him. It sounds like when like a 9-year old's gonna run away from home, like, and I'm gonna eat candy for every meal, and I'll just live at the zoo. Like
I was that kid. I tried to run away. I was going to run away to our backyard, and I was going to plant apple trees. And I was like, I'm going to build a tree house and plant apple trees, and everybody else go fuck themselves. I'll be fine.
There is a lot of that. But it was interesting because I found myself agreeing with certain tent poles they were bringing up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that takes place. They go to Acapulco because it's like, oh, it's less regulations. Like, I can't, you know, some guy was angry. He's like, well, I just wanted to do something. I bought a house and I wanted to do something to it, but I needed a permit from the city. He's like, but this is my house. And it's like, yeah, but if you do something stupid to your house and then it falls on my house, how does that get resolved? Mm-hmm. The idea being that if your neighbor is also an anarchist, that you just be cool with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I do also understand that, no, here's somebody who knows how construction works, and they would go, yes, you can do this to your house. This wiring makes sense. It won't light on fire. And if mm-hmm. you do your own wiring, and then it lights on fire, unless you have a volunteer fire department, who's going to put out the fire because you didn't do permitted work on your house? These are the questions I had about the concept of anarchy. And of course, the reason there's a documentary about it is not because everything went well and they live happily ever after, and I won't spoil it.
Oh, this is a documentary.
It's a documentary. Yeah, it's these people. Okay. Obviously, you know, the cryptocurrency thing came into it because that appeals, because it's a, you know, decentralized currency, not regulated by a government. So they're all real hard-ons about that. Had hard-ons about it. They're all very excited about the idea of it. And it was just an interesting watch because I wasn't just standing there making fun of it the whole time. Because the one point of anarchy, they're like, yeah, like anti-schooling, anti-public schooling, and all advocates for homeschooling, which is the easiest thing to make fun of. Mm-hmm. We all make, you know, easy to make fun of for homeschooling. But I also had to think, like, well, think about how all the times that, like, I don't, you know, we all thought school was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And yet everybody just grows up and then sends their kids to school, even though they're like, yeah, school was a joke. Anyway, sending my kids there. I was like, well, maybe there's, you know, I don't know what goes on with homeschooling, if there still are, like, oh, your child does have to pass certain tests, regardless of where they get their education from. Like, here's math, science, blah, blah, blah. They have to pass these things. I don't know how that works. But I was like, I can see the appeal of, you know, doing that. But I was telling my friends, well, yeah, also, but school also has to do with socializing the kids. I'm like, well, socializing doesn't, you know, socializing was like, hey, what are we doing after school? That was what the socializing, you got in trouble for socializing in school.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was interesting points to it. I think it was a good watch. I think I got about 1.5 episodes left. I mean, there's drama, there's a storyline there, but I, you know, without knowing that much about anarchism, it was kind of interesting to be like, all right, I could see some points of this being very appealing. So,
this reminds me of a topic. Is kind of related to a topic Ryan and I were talking about the other day while we were driving, and I never really thought about this. But now, keep in mind, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, so I'm just asking questions.
We're just musing.
I get income tax. I get the concept of tax for the greater good. You know, we need roads, we need infrastructure. What the fuck is the purpose of property tax? Hey, I bought this land. I built this house. Okay, maybe I've paid it off through the bank. Maybe I haven't. That's my business. Why am I paying property tax to the government? What am I getting in return for my property?
You pooing and
tax?
Peeing in that house? You shitting and pissing in there? That's going somewhere. Are you getting water into your house?
Well, what if I got a septic tank? What if I got a well and a septic tank? I guarantee that people with wells and septic tanks are still paying property tax.
I don't know. It might be lower property tax, though.
Hmm.
But if you're still part of a power grid.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to punch holes in the thing you're talking about.
Yeah, and I don't know either.
From the same lack of knowledge. But I could I would see that's why. Like, I have this building. It's my building. But this building exists within a network that I use for to keep power and water and all these things going to my building. And maybe property tax does go towards your fire department and your streets and sanitation. So that's where I would guess it would go to.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess, hence the term off the grid. I don't think you have to pay property tax if you're off. I mean, that's the grid people talk about, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. That's we're just thinking about that the other day with property taxes. Like, huh.
I mean, I'm on the internet right now. Do property taxes go. Let's see. Support police, bleh, fire protection, education, other public services. So that's where your property taxes go.
Okay. But I thought, then where's income tax and sales tax, you know? Like, where does it end?
Let's ask, where do... No sales tax in Oregon. You pay, you see a price on something for $4, you pay $4. Here's a handy little chart that I found from booksandbalance.com. Where do your federal income tax dollars go? Let's look at it.
I'm by no means a libertarian, but I did kind of agree with that concept years ago when I was first introduced to the concept of universal sales tax. I kind of like that idea. Like, we're not going to charge, we're not going to tax your income or your property, but everybody just pays more sales tax, and that way everything's kind of, the more you spend, the more you're taxed. The less you spend, the less you're taxed.
Yeah, I'd have to think about that one, because then, I mean, that might, you might develop more off, you might develop a hippie commune just out of the idea of like, well, what if we, I grow this and I trade it to you for this thing that you grow, and we avoid all taxes. Well, now, good, we've created a system that avoids all taxes, but then this, the things we that need to be funded by taxes are faltering. But that, I don't think that would ever happen. I don't think the government's going to run out of money anytime soon.
And this is not an original thought, but that's also the argument when people, you know, people who are so against socialist. It's like you use the roads, you use the fire department, you use the library. Guess what?
Yeah, well, that that has more facets to it than it's just like that was my problem too. Like all these anarchists, like they're not cool. Which that should not be the problem. Like they're such fucking dorks. Like like libertarian. Like I always find out. Like I will agree with some libertarian ideas, but it's always bad comics.
Yeah,
shit comics. I don't know what comes first: realizing you're a shitty comic or being a libertarian, because they intertwine in a long enough timeline.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah, I agree with some parts of these things. But yeah, these, like the one dude in this anarchist show, like the guy just, like you could tell he grows his mustache and goatee to look like the fucking Guy Fox or Guy Fox mask. But he just looks like the Pringles man. He's just this doughy, he's just this doughy nerd. And they're just, they're cocky. They're like arrogant about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, like, I'm glad you're doing the thing you want to do. But then you're so like, look at us. Our kids say fuck and we don't care. Like, well, all right, good. I didn't know, like, I didn't know so much of this scene was being an asshole. Anyway, there's a whole other part to it. Anyway, that's what I've been watching, man. That's what I've been up to.
Right on, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, what if I told you there was a new product out there that can tackle your negative impact on our climate just by using it once a day? Well, there is. And believe it or not, it's actually a credit card. Introducing the Aspiration Zero credit card. So many of us are terrified about the climate crisis, but we don't really know what we can do or where to start. Sure, you can get solar panels, buy an electric car, all that stuff, but that's expensive. There's a lot to that. Also, there's everything from laundry detergent made out of corn cobs to toilet paper made from bamboo. These are worthwhile products, but they don't make a huge difference. Switching to using an Aspiration Zero credit card can crush your negative carbon footprint just by using it daily. Aspiration Zero is the first credit card that fights climate change by planting trees with every swipe. The way it works is simple. With an Aspiration Zero credit card, you plant two trees with every purchase you make, and those two trees soak up about the same amount of carbon dioxide from the air as the average American puts out every day. And along with the reward of knowing that you've turned buying a latte into a way to do your part to save the planet, you get the other kind of green reward too, cash. unlimited 1% cash back on all your monthly purchases when you hit carbon zero for the month. Thanks to people like you, Aspirations made a huge impact. They've already planted 75 million trees. Here's what you do. Make your dollars make a difference. Apply for the Aspiration Zero credit card today and earn a $300 welcome bonus after spending $3,000 in just the first 90 days. Apply right now at aspiration.com/boogiemonster to go carbon neutral effortlessly and earn a $300 bonus. Go to aspiration.com/boogiemonster. The Aspiration Zero MasterCard is issued by Beneficial State Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Good credit required. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's aspiration.com/boogiemonster.
What about you? You've been out in some land.
Dude, I've been out.
Some part of America.
Been out exploring this week.
Yeah.
We had an off day Tuesday, and or Wednesday rather, and Ryan and I went over to Point Pleasant, West Virginia. You ever been to
Point Pleasant, West Virginia?
Point Pleasant.
I have not been.
Home of the Mothman. Went and did a little Mothman exploring. We found the TNT bunkers that apparently the Mothman.
Hold on. Somebody's okay. At the door.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What? You okay?
Oh, Dave! Oh. Is that you?
Speak of the devil.
I's out there buzzing over by the light and such as I do, and I heard you went and visited Marty over in Park Pleasant.
Oh, the Chicago Mothman, ladies and gentlemen.
Park Pleasant. It's not Point Pleasant. It's just the part where Marty, my cousin, lives. We call it Park Pleasant.
Park Pleasant. Okay.
Yeah, you went and visited Marty the Mothman down there.
Well, we didn't visit him. We tried to find him. We tried to find
you. You see the juicy ass they gave him on that statue?
Well, I touched that
Marty.
Juicy ass.
Course you did. Course you did. Take a lick at a peach, Dave.
Yeah. How you been, buddy?
I've been hanging out. My ass is flabby as fuck. The reason that the reason that Marty's so plump back there, that dude works out.
So his name is Marty.
Yeah, Marty the Mothman. Mothman. We call him the Mothman.
Mothman. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How you been?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. I wish Kyle was here to hear this.
Every time I miss him, you know. He's out. I had to go do a thing. I think he ate some weird meatball sandwich last night. Vegan meatball sandwich.
He's into that.
Which is weird. It's a shame, you know, because, you know, you come from Chicago. I mean, obviously, that I'm happy to tell you that Bone of Beef got the vegan beef sandwich for your Mothman Day this year.
Okay.
In case you detest handling the beef of the cow, but you still want to celebrate, Bone of Beef got a vegan beef sandwich over there.
Well, look at that. Something for everyone.
You put it out for me the day after Halloween, Mothman Eve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I come, which I believe is the date we set last year, but I got to check my calendar. My apologies.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I do it a holiday for you guys, Dave.
Yeah.
I do it for the kids. You put out the bread, but put the little circle with the V in it that you're vegan. I come by with some of the seitan.
Okay. The seitan.
Yeah, come by with some peppered seitan for the vegan households this year. You can't expect to be celebrated on St. Mothman's Day without appealing to as many people as you can appeal to, Dave.
That's true. You need a wider audience. I get that.
Yeah.
Mothman, I was in your cousin's neck of the woods, and I found some of the TNT bunkers that he used to hang out in.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like Marty's a little more secretive than me. He doesn't show up on the podcast too much.
No. We didn't find him.
No, he's kind of a recluse.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a recluse, that Mart. He goes into the TNT bunkers. He kind of hangs out in there. Plays a lot of Candy Crush on his phones.
Yeah.
He's not like, I like being out. You know, I love the nightlife. I love the city. You know, me and, oh, boy, you give me a good light and a disco ball, I can't stay away from that thing.
Yeah. I've heard that. We went to Marty. Marty has his own museum there in Point Pleasant, and it was pretty cool. We went in, $4.50 admission. It was pretty reasonable, and they had all kind of cool
Marty's
stuff.
Marty's not seeing a cent of that, by the way.
He's not getting any of that?
No. No, that's done. Unless I think, you know, I think it goes to charitable contributions over there, and they may, you know, grow the legend. You know, no offense that I don't have a museum of my own.
Yeah, and they didn't have any Chicago Mothman stuff in there. I don't know if you've pissed them off or what's going on, but there's no representation for you there, buddy.
Dave, I could get mad about it. Uh-huh. I could let ego get the best of me, Dave.
Yeah.
But I'm not, Dave, you know me.
You're enlightened.
I'm here for the people, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here bringing the beef sandwiches.
Yeah, you don't need the notoriety.
I'm down, yeah, I'm going from Gold Coast to back of the yards, flying around, creeping out people in Chicago, just trying not to get shot. Wow. That's what I do. That's my thing.
Okay.
Marty, the whole bridge thing happened.
Uh-huh.
Kind of messed with him a little bit. People blamed him for the bridge.
Did he have anything to do with that? Just between you and I, just tell me, was he responsible?
Dave, how's a moth going to knock down a bridge?
That's true.
You tell me, in this world of utmost truths and realities, mm-hmm. how a giant half-man, half-moth is going to knock down a whole bridge, Dave.
Well, you got, apparently, you and your cousin have got these supernatural powers.
Fucking dude, you tell me what mine is then. Sitting over there buzzing around the top of the Admiral trying to look at some titties, that's all I got going on.
You see me
flying up and down Lawrence. You just know I'm trying to sneak a peek into the Admiral over there.
Oh, man. You've been doing okay, though, buddy? You've been staying busy?
You know, it's summertime. I got to look out for these bug lamps people got out because that iridescent purple and blue just gets me, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And if I got my AirPods in, you know, I'm listening to something. Ironically enough, Wings. Heard you. I was eavesdropping earlier. I heard you talking about Wings.
Yeah.
I love it on account. I'm flying. I'm listening to Wings. I laugh at it. It's fun. I happen to enjoy Paul McCartney solo stuff. No, I like it. I'm a Mop Man on the run. That's what I am. I'm a Mop Man on the run. But I'm flying and he's in Wings. So I got to look out because I'm like, oh, that looks like a party. And I get up there. Fortunately, they're low wattage. They're for the smaller moths. But I don't like seeing my brethren laying there like fliss all around on the sidewalk.
No one wants to see that.
But, you know, and like I said, I've been eavesdropping. That's a libertarian. It's a personal choice as a moth is to fly towards the light. Some lights, rewarding. Other lights, ouch, yikes.
Yeah.
You got the chairs.
I understand.
You went the way of a shocker. Horace Pinker.
Oh, goodness, Mothman. Well, we're just glad that we're glad to hear from you, man. We haven't heard from you for a while.
It's been such a nice summer, Dave. I've just been out at the beach. I've been at Oak Street Beach. Mm-hmm. I went over to the Michigan Dunes for a bit. If you've never been to the dunes.
Yeah,
you've been to the dunes. It's like a beach but a hill, too.
Yeah, just big piles of sand. People with the dune buggies.
Old Beach Mountain is what I call it, the dunes there. Okay. I go there, you know, I get a little six-pack. I have a little good time. Maybe I fly a little crooked on the way home, but what are they going to give me, a DUI? They ain't going to catch me.
They're not going to catch Mothman.
Nah.
Not going to catch you slipping.
Nah, A-cab. Mothman's A-cab.
That's right.
No offense to yourself, Dave.
That's okay. That was a former life.
In a new term, in a new idea. Mm-hmm. You know, because the term bastards applies to the concept of why to do it. Listen, Dave, Mothman doesn't get political. Maybe Marty likes to. Maybe Marty's getting in there with the West Virginia politics and how things are screwy over there with everything, Dave.
Yeah.
Mothman's just trying to live, let live. Oh, live and let die. Another Paul McCartney song. It's coming full circle, Dave.
Wow. You connected the dots there.
Buddy, my brain is scattered as my flying patterns, I'll tell you that much, Dave. My thoughts are zigging and zagging left and right. Can't keep up with them. But I'm popping in and out. I go bother the people at the UPS dispatch down there in I forget where that is. I think that's down in Alton. Elsip?
Yeah.
I think it's down in Elsip. I go bother them. I go over by O'Hare. O'Hare's big enough, spread out enough. I don't fuck with them at midway too much. That's too busy. It's too compact. You know, I don't want to distract the plane there. It'll go into an apartment building. O'Hare, plenty of room to slide out into Bensonville.
Yeah, a lot of people in the last couple of years have seen you hanging out over at O'Hare.
It's more spacious over there, Dave. If I go down Irving Park, I kind of just, you know, I cruise over there. I'm over in I'm in Portage Park sometimes. All the parks, Dave. Highland Park, Elmwood Park. A lot of parks. Big park city over there.
Uh-huh. Right on, but, buddy.
Well, I'm going to get out of here. Dave, I just want to stop and I want to say hi. I want to say thank you for visiting Marty. He's a lonely guy.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
He knows you were there. He told me. He's like, I saw Dave. Oh, really? I saw Dave and Ryan Singer.
Yeah, yeah. And we went and found a couple of his bunkers that were like domes, and then the acoustics are insane. We were like doing chants and trying to summon him, and nothing really worked. But we had a good time looking for him.
Dave, you know what? It did work. He saw you.
Really?
Marty hit me up on the Mott phone, on Mott Man Cellular.
Uh-huh.
On Mott Man Wireless. It's our own plan for between the Mottmans. And he's like, I saw them. They were doing the right things. They were being respectful, and he appreciated that. Mm-hmm. He likes it when people touch the ass on a statue.
Oh, really?
It's not. He said not a real representation of his actual hindquarters.
Okay.
But somebody wants to sculpt them in a more flattering way. Hey, who's upset with that, right?
Well, it's a pretty cool statue.
Somebody makes a statue of Dave Stone, put a big old crank on there, you ain't going to say nothing bad about
no,
it, right?
No, I'm not going to correct anybody.
No, hey, the artist is the artist, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had a beholder, shit like that.
I hear you.
Okay, well, we're getting close to fall now, Dave. It's getting colder out. You're going to, you know, I might be back around more. Summertime, I'm going all over, you know? I'm enjoying the city. I'm just, it's so good. So many street festivals. Lollapalooza happened. I seen Metallica at Lollapalooza, Dave. Oh man,
really?
they still do it for me.
Okay, so what about Riot Fest?
They did Jason Newsted dirty. Oh, Riot Fest! I gotta go down to Riot Fest, see My Chemical Romance. It's your Chemical Romance, buddy. I tell you that.
Our Chemical Romance.
It's our Chemical Romance these days.
Who were some of your favorite bands to see at Riot Fest?
Oh, geez. You know what? Maybe Kyle doesn't mind me using his computer. I'm going to look at who the lineup is this year at Riot Fest. Let's see who. Oh, boy.
I didn't peg you as like a punk rocker.
You know, the ability to just drop in on an outdoor festival has made me a fan of all kinds of music, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something I wouldn't think that it would be my kind of stuff. Oh, the Ice Cubes is playing.
Oh, you like Ice Cube?
You know what? Sometimes I just need some beats.
Yeah. Today was a good day.
Today was a good day. Most days
are
good days
for me.
Didn't
have to use your AK.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. Thank God at Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Musician, actor, producer, father.
Yeah. He's a multi-talented.
They got great bands over at the thing. They got, my God, Bauhaus.
Bauhaus
is playing. You know, you want to get a little German, a little choppy with the Bauhaus. Mm-hmm. Bad Religion, seen them enough. No offense. Uh-huh. Bad Religion. Nine Inch Nails, spooky. You look up on top of the Nine Inch Nails show, you might see Mott Man. Guar, you look on stage, you might see Mott Man at the Guar show. You wouldn't know the difference.
Some of those guys are kind of biting your vibe there.
I just fit right in. That's what's great. I get right up close on the Guar show.
Yeah.
Sunny Day Real Estate. Too sad for me. No offense.
You don't like the emo stuff.
I'm not going to go stand in the heat to be a droopy Dave. No offense to yourself. I was trying to think of how to alliterate droopy with a name.
No, that's okay.
Alkaline Trio. Satanists. Mm-hmm. Okay. The old Matt Skiba. Kind of a bit of an edgelord.
Mm-hmm.
I like where he's at. They played a poppy stuff. It's good.
Yeah.
Pop music about the devil. That's a good good vibe. Lucky Boys Confusion. Haven't been around in 25 years. Holy crap on that one.
I had no idea you were so well versed on popular music.
I tell you, man, I drop in on all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can fly right by. Lunachicks, glad they're back. Get Up Kids, you know, kind of emo-y, but also with the pop influence, which I appreciate because you can dance to it. Descendants, classic. Rocket from the Crypt. Holy crap. I might have to buy tickets. I want these people to get paid. I think it would be a disservice for Mott Man to fly in for free and appreciate all this art for free.
That's true. That's true.
I might get an all day pass.
Oh man. Get you Mott Man's
gonna buy an all day pass. Yeah, Mott Man's gonna buy an all day pass, hide it somewhere for somebody.
Yeah.
So the money went in, but then somebody less fortunate than yours truly gets to go see him. They got, this is a hell of a lineup, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds Dave, like you it. Like any of these bands? Sincere Engineer.
Yeah, I like good some band. Of the punk rock. I'm more of a country guy, but I like the punk sometimes. You ever listen to any like classic country or anything like that?
Oh, Mott Man was a big fan. Now, I don't know if Mott Man almost knocked over Kyle's whole rack next to his computer there.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Listen, I'm a bigger statured man than this room is designed for, Dave.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You got the wingspan. Office chair.
Those wings. Yeah. Some people say they're up to 10 feet in width.
I mean, if I'm excited, Dave, I tell you they can get there. You see me over by the Admiral. These wings, they're stretching out to 11 feet wingspan, and it hurts.
You're a grower, not a shower.
I'm a little bit of all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm a shower because I'm a part moth, part man. So that's true. Part qualifies as a what the fuck is that? And then the wings go out, and they're like, oh, that's even more of that thing. We don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like Dave, the classic. I like the flash of the old country, your George Joneses.
Yeah,
and your Elvis Presleys. I love a rhinestone. I love a cape. Yeah. You know, pageantry, Dave. I love showmanship. Marty's a little bit more of your Americana.
Mm-hmm. He's more into the alt country stuff.
Yeah. Something.
West Virginia, he probably is into some of the bluegrass.
You know, just subtle, more humble kind of stuff. Your boy, Chicago Mott Man, he loves it big.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want razzle dazzle. I want smoke pots, Dave. You know, because I go to Blues Fest, and those blues musicians, they make the face. Oh, Dave, they make the face like the guitar's burning their hands, but they can't stop playing it.
Yeah, they know how to emote.
That's a show,
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it all, Dave. But I got to get out of here, Dave. It's a Saturday afternoon. I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to fly back to Chicago. I was just coming out here on the West Coast real quick just to enjoy it. But they got the forest fires starting up again. I got to get back before the visibility gets low on account of the smoke.
Yeah. Be careful with that, buddy.
All right, Dave. Well, you know what? I think Kyle, I don't know where. I think that vegan meatball sub really did him in pretty bad.
Yeah, so
I'm going to sign off for him.
Okay. Well, Mothman, it's always a pleasure, buddy.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Dave. I already feel bad about the ACAB thing because on account of your history there, Dave.
No, that's all right. I don't have any sentimental attachment to my previous job, so don't worry about that.
Well, I know you meant well.
Yeah.
Boogie Monster listeners, thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, always a pleasure, buddy. Anytime. Stop by anytime. But next time, just give us a little heads up. That way Kyle can hang out as well.
I know, but then where's the surprise in that? Oh, shit, that's my true. Man's here. I know it's exciting for people. I'm not an asshole. I know that.
Mm-hmm. You're not an asshole.
No, I love that. I get to be, like, jump in like a surprise. Like, oh, you got me. My man's here for a little bit. You know, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just, makes me feel you're the good. Party starter. Yeah, you always make things better.
Mott Man the party starter. I wish Marty, because it would go with his name better, Marty the party starter.
Yeah.
But he keeps to himself on account of the bunkers and everything. And, you know. a little weird, to be honest.
He's a recluse.
They found him first, and it was a little too much. The pressure. He didn't want the celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't want fame.
No, he was like, guys, this bridge, it's kind of bad. Look out. And then the bridge thing happened. He blamed him. He's like, well, that backfired. I'm not telling people shit anymore. And think about how many disasters have happened since then without a forewarning from Marty the Mott Man.
That's true.
How about a little more appreciation for him? Mm-hmm. That's why I don't tell anybody anything about shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just come in and put out your French Brits.
Yeah. That's all you're trying to do. It's just feed yourself, you know?
No, I feed the people. You put out the French Brit, I come by with the beef. Or coming this year, the seitans.
Yeah, I get it confused. Sometimes I feel like it's like a Santa Claus situation where we're supposed to leave it out for you, but I forget that we leave the bread out and you bring the beef.
No, the bread is the light.
Uh huh.
The bread draws me to the house to let me know that you celebrate St. Mottman's Day.
Yeah, kind of like moss to a flame.
Yeah, and I come, yeah, very much so, and I come with my big bag of beef.
There you go. There you go. Well, hell yeah, buddy.
Smells something wicked, that bag, afterwards.
I bet. I bet.
Yeah, I got a public storage space. I put it in there. I leave it there for the whole year, and I come in there the week before, and whoa.
But that's how you like it. You don't like it to kind of rot and decay a little bit.
Don't go telling the health department about St. Mottman's Day, because they will shut it down.
Yeah, you like that umami.
This is where I will side with the libertarians, that the regulation would ruin a lovely thing. Bureaucracy would take down St. Mottman's Day. Maybe we all need to be anarchists.
Yeah.
Odd that I have the same talking points as Kyle, even though I was not here for the show.
Great minds think alike, Mothman.
I think they do, Dave. And in that note, I think these great minds should go pee.
All right, buddy. Well, you go handle your business. It's always a pleasure.
God bless you and yours, Dave.
Thank you, buddy. Stop by anytime.
Will do.
You can hear him. You can hear him taking off. There we go. Always a pleasure to talk to Mothman.
Oh,
Kyle, you there? Hey.
I'm sorry. I had to jump out. I had a vegan meatball sandwich last night that is not doing me any favors.
You're not going to believe this shit, Kyle.
What's
that? You just missed Mothman again.
Are you kidding me?
No, he just stopped by.
Are you kidding me? This
is terrible timing.
This is like the worst version of Batman that could possibly exist.
Oh, I don't know how we can follow Mothman. It's almost, we hit it right there.
It's almost as if they could be the same person.
Yeah, almost, but what fun is
well,
that?
I got nothing to say. If Mothman's here, I know he said something. Did I say Mothman? I meant Mothman. If Mothman. Yeah.
Mothman. We call him Mothman. He calls himself Mothman.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a thick accent. I think if he was, I got nothing to add to that. I know he was a great, what a wonderful guest.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think we wrap it up right there. I don't know who can follow Mothman.
No, I certainly can't. So I say we dip.
Oh, good catching up, buddy. I'm sorry you missed him yet again.
But, that's all right. Why is the Riot Fest lineup open on my computer?
Yeah, he was. We were talking about music and stuff. He's pretty well versed in the punk rock. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I mean, he could have just been reading off the lineup, though. So who knows? Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Oh, it's in Douglas Park. I think he likes parks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well. Dave, have good shows.
Thanks, buddy. Let's see, when's this coming out? As this drops, you can see me and Ryan Singer tonight in Philadelphia at Helium, and tomorrow, Wednesday, we will be in Buffalo at Helium. You got any dates coming up?
Gorgeous. I'll be in Columbus, Ohio this weekend. I'll be in Ohio as well.
Right on, buddy.
Columbus, Ohio, Columbus Funny Bone, Friday and Saturday.
There you go.
And then after that, ooh, we got High Plains Comedy Fest coming up. All kinds of dates, KyleKinane.com. You know where to find them.
That's always a fun one there, High Plains.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
A little further down the road, October 20th in Atlanta at the Earl. Come see me. I'm shooting a special.
How about that?
Shooting my first special. Going to capture it for posterity. So love to pack that room. So October 20th, badearl.com. Tickets on sale right now. Come see me. ATL.
You deserve to have a special.
I'm going to try to make it real special. See what I can do.
Make it special, baby. All right, man. All right. I'm going to dip.
Right on, buddy. Hold down the fort. We'll holler at you next week.
Yep, be good.
The Boogie Monster.
A podcast network.